podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Hello and welcome to the Run Run Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is Chris, your host, and whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in today. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, let's go for a run.
Hello, my friends, my masters of the mid-pack, and if you're following the Western European-based traditions, happy holidays. This is Chris, your host, and welcome to episode 48 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. If you don't know me, I'm a mid-packer. Just happen to be a mid-packer marathoner, triathlete, ultra-marathoner, and all-around sort of compulsive runner guy. So, you know, that's me, man. And on this podcast, every week, we bring you an interesting interview and talk about other cool tips and such. So this week is no different. This week we have an interview with Darren from Kona Endurance, and he's an entrepreneur who has started a company selling nutritional products for endurance athletes, and according to him, he's having quite a run of success. So I met him on Twitter. I'm CYKT Russell on Twitter. It's an interesting interview. Darren has a lot of energy, and sometimes I sort of felt like I was sitting through a late night infomercial, but I love the passion, especially love the passion of folks who have the, you know, the cojones to go out and start their own business and live it, man. They're alive. I've been there. So, you know, enjoy the interview, and remember, you know, for any of these nutritional things or any of this stuff, do your own research on anything you're putting into your body. I'm no doctor. I just bring the news. I don't make it. So that's Buddy. He's barking. We're down at the Boy Scout Bridge. It's snowing pretty heavy. This is about 6 inches of fresh powder. It's about 15 degrees, maybe 16, maybe 17. I don't know. He wants to go in the water, but there's snow on it, and he doesn't know what to do. You're nuts, dog. He's all covered with snow. He's like encrusted. But today is New Year's Eve. I'm out with Buddy. We're in a snowstorm. Got my new pair of Saucony shoes I'm testing out. I bought them online. They just showed up yesterday. Bought a lower-end model, because the ones I had, I forget what they were, but they're sort of the high-end trail shoes. They're falling apart. The outer carbon rubber sole's peeling off. And I bought them in early September for my ultra, my 50-miler I ran in September. And, you know, they probably only have 200-300 miles on them. I've never had a pair of shoes just sort of fall apart like that before. It might have been the snowshoes that tore them up, but I don't know. We'll see. Tomorrow, run my annual New Year's Day race, which is the Hangover Classic 10K in Salisbury, Mass, with the obligatory ocean plunge. And tomorrow's going to be good weather for it. Fresh snow, mid-teens Fahrenheit, water temperature about 36 degrees. Yeah! That'll get your blood flowing. That'll kick off your spring training in style. I love that race. And my little one's going to go up with me. Maybe we'll bring the video camera and try to get some shots. Put my spring training plan up on Buckeye Outdoors. So basically it's a medium difficulty marathon training plan. You know, one midweek day of tempo speed, long run on Sunday, 3 days of base mileage plus 2 days of cross training on the bike. So it should put me in good shape enough to run the races I want to run comfortably, respectably, without taking over my life. So if you have any questions of that, just shoot me a message or anything. Also started Run Run Live Facebook page. What the hell, everybody else is doing it, right? So just look for Run Run Live. Big news is that I finally finished my second book of running stories, and I called it The Midpacker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I put it up as an ebook on my website, runrunlive.com. So I also put my first book, the print book on Amazon, I put that up as an ebook as well, The Midpacker's Lament. So here's the deal. You can go and purchase them using PayPal. You know, try it out. Let me know. Let me know if it works, because I'm not the most competent web jockey in the world. And I've also set it up. I'm so web 2.0. I've set it up so you can be an affiliate and make a 50% commission if you want to sell them on your site. So pretty cool, huh? So don't get me wrong. This podcast is not a money-making scheme per se. It's just this. I'm doing this to fund the podcast and the website. I'm not quitting my job and retiring here. I think it's a good bargain for you. You and I can make this bargain. I'll pretend to I'm selling something of value instead of begging for donations, and you can pretend you're getting something of value, and we'll all win. So anyhow, enough about the corrupting evils of commerce. Hope you enjoy the show. He's trying to pull a giant log out of the stream now for some reason. He's a nut? All right, I got to go home. I got a race tomorrow. On with the show.
And now for the equipment check.
Okay, so I've started training for 100 Mile Bike Ultra sometime next summer fall. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Wait a second, Chris. You just told us you were training for a marathon. Well, yeah, I am. I can do both. See, here's the deal. I'll just phase in the bike riding over the next 3 months, building up a base while I'm training for Boston, and it'll give me some cross-training. It'll make me stronger. And once I get past Boston, I'll switch the balance to biking and then put on the real miles and the real strength training. But I'll be ready for hard training because I'll... There's someone talking to me. Hey, buddy. How you doing? I'm not talking to you, man. I'm trying to record. Can you back off, please? Thank you. So anyhow, I'll already have the muscle memory in the base. So this is also part of my plan to beat those marathon postpartum blues that you get when you don't know what to do and you feel out of sorts. You overlap your goals. So I have the luxury of doing this because I'm not training for a PR or anything, just a comfortable finish. So, you know, maybe a marginal qualifier. I don't have to be as dedicated and specific as my serious marathoning friends. So I did the same thing last spring when I trained for Mount Washington while I was training for Boston. And it worked great because it was no slump after Boston. I felt really strong on those hills in Newton, so it's cool. Since we currently have weather here like McMurdo Ice Station, I've got to train on the exercise bike, either inside or at the gym. I don't have one of those roller things. I got to get one of those roller things for my racing bike. They have a decent Life Fitness bike in the gym. Remember I talked to the Life Fitness guys a few episodes back when we talked about treadmills? The stationary bikes, they're tough for a runner because you just don't get a good workout until you get into quote-unquote bike shape. You know, you have to start slow, and it's frustrating. I found that the best starting point for me is 40 minutes. I choose the hill program, and I set it to a difficulty of 15 out of 20. And in a few weeks, I'll work up to an hour at level 20 or so, you know, on the hill program, and that'll be a great workout. But you got to start somewhere, and you don't want to hurt yourself. So that's my recommendation for cross-training on the stationary bike, is 40 minutes, hill program, level, somewhere between 10 and 15, and then work up from there as you get used to it. If you folks who are smarter than me about these things have any other suggestions, you know, send me a note. I'd love to learn. I'll try to get more bike tips through the spring.
And now for our featured interview.
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Darren. We're back. How you doing?
So I'm doing pretty well.
Good, well, you know, long day.
I hear you.
Working hard.
Always, that's good.
And you, you're out in Chicago?
Yep, we're based in Chicago.
All right.
Working very hard.
So give us the who are you and what do you do? And
sure.
20 words or less on what we're going to be talking about.
You got it, my man. I am the president of DBM Nutrition, and we manufacture Kona Endurance supplements, Kona Endurance energy supplements, and the Kona Endurance recovery mix.
I bet the D in DBM stands for Darren, right?
Yes, it actually does. Yes, it does.
That would make you an entrepreneur.
Yes, it does. You're exactly right.
That's okay. I like entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
We've been around for a little under 2 years, actually. And,
okay.
Business has been just taking off. What we do is we manufacture endurance supplements. Our goal is to make the endurance athlete faster.
Okay.
And we're accomplishing that. Our Kona Endurance Pro is our most potent endurance supplement, and that's the one that a lot of pro triathletes, pro cyclists, a lot of Kenyan marathoners have went on in the last year, and they're just tearing it up on Kona Endurance Pro.
Well, I mean, endurance sort of means longer, not faster. But
that's exactly right. Well, what we're seeing, what is really, really cool, and this happened throughout the whole summer, every pro triathlete that went on Kona Endurance Pro went on and set a PR in their following race.
Oh, no kidding.
And/or one. Absolutely. It's Gina Kerr did it. After she took Kona Endurance Pro, she went on and set the fastest bike split she's ever done in a half Ironman. Pro triathlete Brian Lavelle did the same thing. He took off, About 30 days after he went on Kona Endurance Pro, he turned in his fastest half marathon time at the Boise 70.3 triathlon. So it's, you know, it's going good. We got guys like Brian Rhodes, who his last Ironman triathlon win was in 2005. He went on it in the middle of the summer, and then in late summer he ran Ironman Canada and won it.
So your target here is basically heavy-duty endurance athletes, right?
Our target is the guy out there that wants, the guy or girl that wants to go faster, whether it's a 5K or you're training for an Ironman. You know, we're probably not the best fit for a 60-year-old lady who's going to take a brisk walk around the block a couple times a week. That might not be the greatest value for her. But
yeah,
for your, you know, for your 30-year-old female out there that wants to set a PR and is trying to move up the ranks and get to that podium, we're the fit. We are, our products work, and they will help increase endurance, help increase oxygen intake, reduce lactic acid, all that good stuff that makes you faster.
So what's the secret sauce here? How is this stuff doing?
Well, what we do is, the unique thing about our products is what we don't have is what I call the multivitamin. And while a multivitamin is important, you want to have a healthy balance, what we do is we create endurance supplements that make a difference. So what you're going to see in our products are ingredients that have been clinically tested and proven to do the job, to get things done. For instance, in Kona Endurance Pro, the two key ingredients in that are two adaptogens called cordyceps and rhodiola. What cordyceps is a mushroom that, in its natural state, it grows on the fungus, which grows on the back of a mushroom 15,000 feet in the mountains of China and Tibet.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. Nowadays, they can recreate that, and it does not have to be grown on fungus. They can recreate it in a lab and grow it on soy. But much of the research is based on the fact that scientists do believe that this mushroom's ability to survive 15,000 feet in the mountains is what gives us its oxygenating properties, and it's potent stuff. And
I'm guessing that when you boil it down, what it allows you to do is get more oxygen into your body more efficiently.
That's exactly what it does.
So
it does
so
that.
Is this going to set off the alarm bells? And the Olympic committee here?
Absolutely not, because we have a lot of Olympians, tell you the truth. Well, that's a good point to bring up, because the thing is, everything we do is absolutely 100% safe and legal. We abide by all the IOC, WADA, USADA, everybody. And, you know, we have a lot of Olympians out there. One of our key guys is Roland Schoeman. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a swimmer. He has set 7 world records for swimming freestyle. He's appeared in the last Olympics. He was also in Athens. He's won gold medals in the Olympics. The guy is just all-world fast. Well, last year he came to us, and he was curious about trying it. And I turned to him, and I said, hey, can I use you in advertising right now? And he said, yeah, I'd rather just try it. There's a lot of stuff out there. I've tried everything on the market. He goes, I'd like to just try it first, and then I'll get back to you on that. He came back to us about 35 days later and said, Darren, I have tried everything out there to gain extra speed. That is without question the best stuff I've ever taken. He goes to me then. He goes, I'll help you do press releases. You let me know anything you need from me. You got it. I'm like, you are the man, Roland. This is what I've been saying. This is what I've been telling people. It's the real deal. So it is fully legal. Absolutely, it's safe. There's zero side effects with our products, too. So you're not going to see all your basic vitamins and minerals in our products is what you're not going to see. You're going to see some hardcore adaptogens, serious dosages of amino acids that make a difference. And they do. It makes a difference. I mean, you're in Minnesota, correct?
No, I'm not in Minnesota. I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, wasn't sure.
Starts with an M.
So anyway, but yeah, we're on fire, and we're getting emails every day from people who are setting PRs after going on it.
Okay, so you get the you get the folks saying, hey, this is great stuff, it works for me. Did you do any like clinical stuff to get
some
numbers on it?
Well, what we have is all the ingredients in our products are all based on clinical research. That's why you're not going to see anything that doesn't improve endurance. We have done research on our own that we spent 2 years prior to this that we have that indicated, hey, it works. And all of our ingredients are based on clinical research. So it clinically works. But I love it. What the proof in the pudding is when that age grouper tells me that, you know, hey, he just set his PR, he's been running for the last 4 years, and he just went 23 minutes in a 5K, it's as fast as he's ever done. That's what really gets me off. I love that.
So you know, you get an old timer like me, you know, out running a marathon, you know, and what you're saying is that you know, at some point my body's not going to be able to process oxygen as well, right?
That's exactly right.
And you're gonna, there's some secret sauce here in the Kona product that's going to allow me to
process oxygen
to make my muscles work faster, longer.
You got it. That's exactly right. And we're going to lower your heart rate. We're going to lower the heart rate.
Lower my heart rate too much more, I'm going to be dead.
We have an older guy right now who's amazing story, Steve Smith. He's a triathlete. He's absolutely incredible. He came to us last year, wanted to test it, just took off. The guy last year won the 2007 ITU World Championships. He was second in Kona this year, second in the World Championships, just absolutely unbelievably on fire. And, yeah, he's a 60-year-old guy that he'll tell you right to your face, the best stuff he's ever taken.
That's great. Well, you know, we'll put it to the test. I got to run up to Boston this spring. If you send me some, I'll definitely hook you up. Give me the good instructions.
I'll set you up with the best instructions. Because I see where you're taking some Hammer products. I definitely got to get some Kona Endurance products in you.
Well, you know, the Hammer guys are funny.
They're good guys.
I like that. You know, because I'm like everybody else. I started out just Mr. Gatorade guy, right?
Sure.
And then start eating some goo because, you know, basically they have. They carpet bombed with the marketing on the marathons. You know,
exactly right.
8-10 years ago, so you couldn't walk by without getting a power bar or a goo.
Believe me, I know it well.
But those tend to be real harsh highs, as they say.
Exactly.
You get
right.
That big sucrose spike,
mm-hmm.
and when I started doing the ultras or ultra in this case, I guess I've done ultras, but the Hammer products are a lot less harsh and they let you go longer, smoother. You know.
Right,
and
right.
Especially
no, the Hammer guys,
and I really like the Endurolite bit too, because that really helped not hit the wall mentally, right?
No, you're exactly right. That's good stuff. Yeah, what you're going to see with our products is some hardcore, serious improvements in endurance. It does work. I mean, literally every single person that's taken it benefits from it. We've never had a bottle returned in 2 years of business. We've never had a product returned. And in the supplement world, that's a big thing because, you know, as you know, there's a lot of scams out there, and there's a lot of people selling stuff that is not based on research, and it does nothing.
And, well, and most people, I don't know if most people know this or don't know this, in the supplement world, there is very little governmental regulation.
There's none, unfortunately.
Like all the stuff that they have to do with, like, you know, an allergy medicine, you have to go through the... you know, the United States government, they have to say it works, they have to do clinical trials,
that's
all that
exactly
stuff.
Right.
Supplements have to do none of that.
None of that is
They bad. Don't even have to prove that it doesn't hurt you.
No, that's the whole point. That's my whole point. Anyone can slap anything on a label and make any claim they want and go about it. And what we say, you know, that's just a bunch of crap. I don't like that method at all. I go to bed very, very happy every night knowing that our products work and athletes do benefit from our products. And, you know, It's just the telltale signs are all the PRs. I love that more than anything. We sponsor the AmeriKenyan Running Club. They're a bunch of Kenyan runners based in New Mexico. They started taking Kona Endurance this year. Oh, my goodness, have they taken off. Edward Muge, who at last I seen was ranked 13th in the world, has come from nowhere after going on Kona Endurance Pro. Well, I shouldn't say from nowhere. He's obviously fast to begin with, but he went on Kona Endurance Pro this last year and just started winning everything in sight, including at the Beach to Beacon 10K. He knocked off the world's number one racer.
Up in Maine.
Yeah, exactly, and knocked off the world's number one racer from Ethiopia in that race. I think he won the race prior to that. I mean,
So what are we talking about here? Are we talking, you know, in a Beach to Beacon? I think that's a, what is that? Is that a 10K?
Is that 10K or is that an 8K?
Yeah, it's some weird distance.
Yeah.
You know, are we talking, 7 seconds a mile improvement? I mean, what kind of...
Well, you know, that'd be impossible for me to say because, you know, based on the, people react totally differently, obviously, you know, and there's obviously, you know, it's exponential there, you know, how fast you are depending on how slow you are to begin with.
Right.
But the point is everybody, whether you're an age grouper or you're a pro, takes it. And a little known fact that a lot of people don't know that I will share is we don't pay any pros any salary. We are one of the few companies that all of our pros we pay nothing to. And it's kind of for the reason that we're a small company. I would much rather have all that money go into research and development. And what happens is, you know, these guys, what I've learned about pros is two things. One, they like to be paid. It's their job, and I understand that. And two, they want to go fast.
Yeah.
So what's
the interesting thing about running as a sport is that there's this sort of stigma that nobody should get paid. You know, it's from the roots of running, and you get somebody like, you know, a Dean Kazmarek there, you know, come out and expect to get, you know, try to make money off it, and everybody goes, oh, you know, you're selling out.
Exactly.
Like, why shouldn't you make money off it?
You should get paid. Yeah, runners, it's still hard to crack big money in running. Yeah, in endurance sports, in general, it is.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's
funny. It's not like football or baseball where, you know, it's the $1 million paycheck.
Oh my God, all you got to do is just get that initial contract signed and you're set for life in, you know, any of the three big sports. Yeah, if you're a pro triathlete, you're out there hurting, you know, you're doing it because you love it, and unless you're one of the top in the world. But these guys, they come to us. We're big in the pro cycling ranks. We're big in the pro triathlon ranks, and these guys come to us. In fact, we got about 4 pro athletes right now that are sponsored by other companies that I'm supplying Kona Endurance to. Malik is a nice guy. I think it'll probably pay off in the long run. But, God, you have no idea how bad I want to stand up and tell people that you would not believe this person, what they're doing. They're taking Kona. They're my guy.
So what's the methodology? What's the mechanics here? Is this something you do over a program? Is it a, you know, a one-shot thing? Or,
well, with our endurance supplements, Kona Endurance Pro, and we also have an endurance supplement, Kona Endurance Citra Beta Shot, which acts much quicker. And when I say acts quicker, with Kona Endurance Pro, it takes about 3 to 5 weeks for most athletes to notice physiological differences.
Yeah.
With the Citra Beta Shot, if you got a race coming up, you can pump that in and notice changes in as little as 5 days.
Yeah,
but the point is taking them, and we have athletes that most of our pros and the top guys will go on them all year long, maybe take a month off for the off season. But it's all, you know, it's all organic, it's all healthy, you're not hurting yourself, there's no synthetic.
You're not
going
to grow horns on your back or anything.
No, you're not. And we formulate it so there are no side effects. There's nothing in there that's, you know, going to give wicked headaches or anything like that. That's another one of the nice benefits to our products, that there's just no side effects whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to be careful eating those mushrooms.
Absolutely right. And this year we also came out with our Kona Endurance Recovery Drink, which is absolute unbelievably recovery beverage. We set out wanting to make the most potent, effective recovery beverage you can, and we have. I mean, if you look at our label, compare that to anything else out there, absolutely any other recovery drink out there, you're going to see a big difference. I mean, we're sporting a lot of protein, which is key to rebuilding muscle, and you got a lot of L-glutamine, a lot of branched-chain amino acids, and it's just more than anything else out there. So, I mean, we really are geared for the endurance athlete that is looking to seriously go faster.
Interesting. So,
yeah, I mean, especially for those ultras, my man. Yeah, Kona Endurance Pro.
Can you give me some layman's description of what it's doing at the the muscular level? What's going on in the blood and the muscles?
Yeah, well, basically what you're doing is it's more of a heart thing, helping to lower the heart rate, increasing blood flow, increasing oxygen intake. And then the other big part of that, as you know from running the ultras, is reducing lactic acid.
Yeah, when you run even a marathon, or even a 10K, I guess, you know, any race that you're in, you're trying to say, okay, what's the level of intensity I can hit that is right on the razor's edge between running out of gas before I get to the end, right?
Exactly.
And
right.
How far can I dip into that red zone, you know, before I just am going to fall over and die someplace?
It gets
more important the longer you go.
Mm-hmm. And what we're saying is it's the lead up to that. It's your training days before that. As people know, that's what's going to really make the difference. And with our recovery drink, you are going to recover absolutely quicker than you will with any other beverage out there, including my beloved chocolate milk. I've been a chocolate milk fan my whole life. I love chocolate milk. But comparing, that seems to be the big recovery drink nowadays with a lot of athletes because it's very cost effective. But for the person that's really looking to synthesize muscle glycogen and, you know, rebuild that muscle tissue and muscle damage quickly so you can be up training hard the next day, that yeah,
I got I got a different theory, which is if I make it to recovery, then you know that'll take care of itself. If I make it that far, that's the least of my problems. I'll take a week off.
Hey, when was the last ultra that you did?
I did an ultra in September.
How did that go
and,
for you?
It went real well. I ran like a 9:05 for the 50.
Wow.
I felt real strong. I think I could have gone faster, and I didn't have any weirdness. It was a great experience. I love the training.
Oh, I think that would be fantastic.
But for the recovery, you know, I could have used some sort of recovery because my body was just weird the next day. It was just weird. It felt like it had been a car accident.
Oh, I bet it has. I mean, I think that would be fun to do something like that. I'm an old fat man anymore, that'd be a blast running some of those ultras. I think, hey, what kind of mileage did you put in training up for that? What were some of your biggest mileage weeks?
It's really nothing more than a marathon training plan with a longer long run.
Okay.
You know, okay. So maybe 50 or 60.
Yeah.
So I really don't put in a lot of miles. I'm an old guy. I'm 46, so.
Yeah, I hear you. I am, too. I'm right at that age as myself. I love those ultras. We get a lot of those ultra guys coming to us for sponsorship. What makes our company also unique in a different sense is that we sponsor the age group athlete. We have the Kona Endurance Triathlon team, the Kona Endurance Cycling team, and the Kona Endurance Running team. And unlike pretty much any other program out there, our deal is, hey, it's 100% free. We'll give you product. We'll give you the singlet. You are a sponsored athlete. We just want you to, you know, go out there, run in our clothing, and talk to your friends about us, how it's working for you.
Yeah, so, you remember? I think it was maybe a year, 2 years ago. Snickers came out with their new marathon thing, right? And they sent out this thing recruiting people to sponsor. And I made fun of them. I said, well, you want me as a sponsor because I've got a lot more surface area than most of your elite athletes. You know, more room for logos and graphics. And you know, I go a lot slower, so they get a lot more time to look at your logo going by. Right?
Oh, you're the perfect candidate. So that's another unique program that we have. So, you know, any runners out there, go to our website, KonaEndurance.com, and sign up. We're getting ready to select members right now for our 2019s, and we select them as the year goes through. We get a large number of people coming to us. We sponsor a large number. So for any runners out there looking for some support and sponsorship.
Yep, I saw that. Who are you, Kona Endurance on Twitter?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, we just went on Twitter this month. It's been a great experience, let me tell you. I was wondering where
fun.
I've been before that. I've had a lot of fun on Twitter.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's been absolutely a blast. It's looks like that's the wave of the future.
Ah, but for now, anyhow, there'll be another wave of the future.
There will be, absolutely right. But that's something we didn't do a lot of the, you know, we've advertised in triathlon magazines and your other Velo News websites. We didn't really use a lot of the Twitter and Facebook stuff, and we just recently started doing it. I'm glad I did. It's just worked out fantastic. Sharing our story with more people is the whole key, my friend.
Well, what you do is you recruit word of mouth. And,
exactly.
You know, and for a product like yours and a company the size of yours, you could spend $300,000 in marketing, going to trade shows fairly easily, or you could spend zero and recruit people like me to talk about it, right?
You're the man. That's exactly right. And that's the point. You know, that's what we want to get the message out there. And that's why I'm jealous of the guys like a Hammer. It's been around for a million years. You know, I wish we were at that point. But we're getting there. It takes time, and we're growing very rapidly. But the key thing is our products work. And that's...
So I mean, as you're saying your target market and your niche, how do you differentiate? Where do you fit in with the Gatorades and the Hammer products and all the other stuff?
Well, Gatorade is a whole different beast. You know what I mean?
Well, that's empty. Yeah, let them.
You know, and we were going to go into the sports drink arena, but we decided not to. That's a whole other market. It's not even worth it, tell you the truth. It's not even worth it. We compete. You know, our competitors are obviously Hammer. They're one of our big competitors. The guys in Salt Lake City are another one of our big competitors.
Yeah.
You know, anyone out there that's, you know, making endurance athletes faster obviously is a competitor of ours. But all those guys are good guys. You know, the first endurance guys are good guys. The Hammer guys are good guys. You know, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat. So.
All right. Well, what are your plans for the future? You guys going to...
We have some other cool things coming out. We have a lot of products right now in R&D. We're going to be bringing out more flavors of our recovery drink. We just brought out a few different, this month we released chocolate, vanilla, and a pineapple. We have a strawberry flavor coming out here in a couple weeks. We have some other flavors coming out towards the end of Q1. We have a gel. We might have the Kona Endurance, which would be a very big launch for us, would be the Kona Endurance gel. We have that in R&D that will probably be released in Q2 of next year. And we have a couple other cool endurance products in there, too. So, yeah, we're going to be around for quite a while.
Well, how do people find you?
The easiest way is our website is KonaEndurance.com.
Okay.
And we're also Twitter.com/KonaEndurance.
Right.
/whatever. I'm not even sure. I should know that. I probably should know that.
Yeah, but I guess Kona Endurance.
Yeah, Kona
Twitter.
Yep, Twitter. And KonaEndurance.com is the best way of getting a hold of us and learning more about our products, more about our athletes, and more about what our products can do for you and help you run faster.
And sign up for sponsorship.
Yeah, absolutely. Please have everybody come out there and sign up for our – we're looking for more runners for this year, so we're a big fan of that. Sign up. We're a big fan of the age group runner. We'll get you faster, I guarantee you.
Well, the other thing I told these guys is that when I come out of the water in a Speedo, everybody stops and stares.
Yeah, I bet they would. You know, it's funny because I did a lot of triathlons back in the mid-90s, and that's how you did it, you know? Everybody wore a Speedo. If you showed up now in a triathlon wearing a Speedo, you'd get laughed out of the whole place. it's a blast, though. It is a blast. I love working with athletes. A lot of fun working with my athletes, especially my Kenyans. I like the Kenyans are funny guys. They're good guys.
Yeah, I got to get over to Kenya sometime. That would be a dream to go run on Keeley or something.
Oh, wouldn't that? That would be absolutely amazing. I know one of our guys won the national champion, the 10,000-meter national champion, the Kenya national champion. So. Yep, we got them from super fast to just your middle pack age grouper out there trying to get faster.
All right, well, I look forward to sampling your products. And,
absolutely, I will get
learn more about it.
To you. I want to see you sample them. You're going to have fun. You're going to go faster, I promise you.
All right. It was great talking to you.
It was very nice talking to you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
We'll talk to you later. All right, Darren?
Okay, thank you, Chris.
All right.
It's been nice. Thanks.
Adios.
We'll talk. Bye.
You've got questions.
You've got questions.
You've got answers.
Coach Chris, this is Jason from Trilogy Running. I have a question for you. And it's kind of funny that I am the one asking this question. But,
let me.
I'm getting there. You're about to find out. Okay, so here's the question. If you are running with someone that is superiorly slower than you, hint, the reason I'm asking the question is kind of weird. What are some of the things that you, if you don't want to waste your run, what are some of the things that you can do during that run that you can work on without them knowing that they're really slow and you're bored?
That's about running with Father, isn't it?
No, it's running with Emily.
Oh, running with Emily. He's running with his wife!
So, that is my question.
Excellent question, Jason. You guys are funny. So I'm assuming that the slower person knows that they're slower and they won't mind you playing around a little bit during the run. But, you know, one solution would be to just run with them and not whine. But, you know, actually, I coached a Couch to 5K program once and spent a lot of time running, you know, 9 and 10 and 11-minute miles. And it really hurt my racing because running is so specific you can burn in almost any pace. One of the things you can do, which I do sometimes, is called plyometrics, and to increase your strength, make your strides clean and your stride mechanics cleaner. This is what the sprinters do, and these typically require a slower pace to do, so you can work in sets of these while you're running with whoever the slow person is. You know, go like 50, 100 feet of each while hanging with your turtly friend. There's one you always hear I'm talking about is bounding, and you sort of bound from foot to foot, spring from one foot to the other in an exaggerated height and length of the stride, you know, to work the strength in, try for height. And other thing you can do is run backwards, run sideways, do the slide running sideways like they do in basketball. This will improve your strength and your joints and stuff. You can skip, try for height, try to bring that knee way high when you're skipping. You can do strides, which is exaggerating the length of your stride. Okay, all these things are, or butt kicks is another one they do where you bring your heel up to your gluteus maximus when you're running. These make you run slower and give you strength, give you explosive strength, so you can do that and go slower. The other thing you can do is pickups, especially if there's like a short hill in where you're running. You can leave your friend and charge to the top of the hill and then jog back down to meet him. It's kind of fun. It'll take care of your energy, and you can get exhausted in a fairly short distance and then do your recovery with your friends. So there's some ideas. Thanks for sending something in. Hope you guys are doing great. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm having a great year so far. I ran the Hangover Classic this morning in brutally cold and windy conditions, and I did great. Finished in the top 50, won a commemorative glass. Then I went for the ocean plunge in the cold Atlantic and got another glass. Shoutouts to my running buddy Brian and Rick, who ran with me. So Rick's hoping to experience his first Boston this year, and he's made the wonderfully great mistake to run all the ridiculous New England races that I run in the spring. So, next up, the Derry 16-miler. Hope to see you out there. I made a short video, put it up on Runcast TV and YouTube, so check it out. It's going to be an awesome 2009. I'll spare you the long, inspirational speech and leave you with this thought. The new year is a chance for you to take off your old baggage and leave it in the old year. You know, it's a chance to put on a new attitude and start with a fresh, positive attitude. And that's why I like the ocean plunge. It's my sort of ceremonial baptism and cleansing to bring in a new year. And it's going to be an awesome new year. Oh, yeah. Special shout out to my Facebook friend Glenn, who just ran, I think it was the Honolulu Marathon. And he had a bit of a rough go. He missed qualifying, but he had a good attitude and had a great time. Sounds like a great race. So I had a banner week in lining up interviews for the next few shows. I had a chat with my Facebook friend Trevor in Eugene, Oregon. He's going to run the Eugene, Oregon Marathon this spring. And I think we have enough audio from my talk to him today to wrap a show around it, so we'll see if we can do that. And I'm talking to Martha, who is the inventor of Action Wipes next week. And I've been using them. She sent me some, and I've been using them. Pretty cool concept. Another entrepreneur with a cool niche product. I love those entrepreneurs. You might have noticed. I also called up the guys from Yak Tracks. Those are those coily things that you wrap around your shoes to run the snow and ice. And I'm going to test them out because I spend so much time in the woods. And I'm going to talk to one of their execs in one of my shows. I have the folks from Zappos Shoes lined up. I have had some interaction with Mr. Ultra Marathon Man Dean Kazimierz. And even though I can't pronounce his last name because I'm an idiot. And I'm talking with the PR folks at the Georgia ING Marathon to see if I might jog that one as a warm-up to Boston and have some fun down there in March. So, sheesh, when it rains, it pours. I'm having a blast. Hope you are, too. I can't wait to spend time with you all in the new year. Happy New Year to all my running and podcasting friends. Much love, many smiles. I'm going to leave you with another winter-themed song. It's a blues number with a female lead. It's either Bogey or Boggy. The name of the song is Winter Blues. I got the link in my show notes on Libsyn. You can go to the PodSafe Music Network and find it. I'll see you out there. And oh, by the way, Sean and Jason, looks like she trained at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. So we will see you out there.
Sunshine, ain't no morning kiss without.
Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.